Welcome to another Soul Talks with Salt. You know, I know this Soul Talks is important to me because I think most of my life I've processed things either by writing about them or by talking about them, not necessarily talking with people, but that happens as well. But these Soul Talks, these audio blogs, are kind of like my way of dealing with situations that are a bit much, and I know that something, I wouldn't say broke, but something splintered, I think, quote unquote, in my heart that day in my office. As I looked at my phone and I read Tony Falaye's post, I was reading the post and looking at the video at the same time, but without fully understanding what I was watching, and then realizing what she was saying. And then realizing that she was saying what she was saying about somebody I knew. In that moment, I really wanted to scream. But I don't know why I didn't. Maybe I would have felt better if in that moment I had just screamed and cried, but I didn't. And I remember just sitting there staring at my phone on my workstation and just feeling everything just lose importance, you know, about work, about anything. Is like I said to somebody, or like I think I even said it in one of my posts, I just felt like life had just been sucked out of me as I took in the reality of what I had just read, that greatness was dead. And not only was she dead, the horror and the total needlessness of this death. I just packed up my things and I just walked out of the office, because already that day I had been feeling some kind of way. I was just recovering from a flu. In fact, when I walked into the office, my colleagues who are guys, God bless them, you know, they just looked at me and they were like, no, you don't look like yourself. Why are you here? And I remember saying, Kai, you couldn't even let me down gently. I must really look awful. But they were just being caring, you know, and they had wanted me to go back immediately, but I sat down and look, I'm already here. Let me see what I can do. But when that news hit me, I just packed up and I left. And it was in the cab on the way that I now sent word back to say this is why I'd left and all of that. And I think it's taken me this long to get to a point where I could even come and really talk about it, because something in the natural, there's a natural process, if you like, about how we should deal with situations like this. And I honestly believe that human beings were created to react instinctively to news that breaks us or that hurts us so deeply. And part of that reaction is in the letting out of the cry or the scream or the falling down or whatever. And I kind of like shortchanged myself of that process, I think, because it's been very hard. And I think maybe if I had given that to myself at the very beginning, then I wouldn't have taken this long, or I wouldn't have been in such a numb place for as long as I have been in numb place, you know, because I think it just triggered a whole lot in me emotionally and even physically, to the point where I began to have physical symptoms, you know. That's what I think, but you could just think that, okay, well, maybe I was still recovering from the flu and I was having a relapse of all of that, because my body has just been in so much pain everywhere possible, you know. But more than the physical discomfort I've been feeling is just in my head and in my heart. It just took me back to that hopeless, you know, that place where I felt so hopeless and without help, if you like, when I was trying to figure out what happened to Shirley, and just how helpless I felt being so far away from Poland and not being able to stop things from happening and not being able to find out what was happening. And, you know, just that feeling that, oh, I couldn't do anything to help greatness. Just like I couldn't do anything to help Shirley, you know? And I think that feeling, coupled with the fact that I couldn't unsee the video, you know, of her laying there immobile in that taxi, I couldn't unsee the video of them trying to prop her up against the wall. And this is a girl, a woman that I'd known, that I'd met. When we started off the shelter back then in 2021, she was one of the very first people who signed up to be volunteer with us. I think at that time we were looking for tutors for the children to come and help us with getting them ready for school, doing their homework and all of that. And right off the bat, you know, she signed up and she would come every weekend and play with the children, do their homework with them and all of that. And then COVID hit, so we had to stop volunteers to reduce the traffic into the shelter. And then at one point she was even going to come and stay with the shelter, because she was in between accommodation at some point. And I was looking through one of our last chats, and, you know, I had gone back to her to say, hey, are you still looking for accommodation? We might be able to just give you something, because that's why we're there, you know. I mean, I know our focus is survivors of domestic abuse, but we really are here for any vulnerable woman who just needs a place to stay while she finds her feet and all of that. And that's what greatness needed at that time. And well, by this time she had prayed on it, and she said she felt that she was being led to move to Abuja, and that was how she moved to Abuja. you know, but we still stayed in touch. She would still send me greetings on my birthday. In fact, one of the last messages that she sent was happy birthday wishes to my son when he celebrated his birthday in March. And it actually pains me that that actually is the last communication that I had with her, you know, when she sent me those greetings this year. And I was like, very unlike her, you know. I hadn't heard from her on my birthday this year, so the greetings that she had sent were for my birthday were from last year and the year before. But anyway, that's another lesson for all of us, that when you have people in your life and you don't hear from them, March to September, that's a long time not to check on somebody, right? And for some reason, our Instagram feeds don't seem to, only God knows what the algorithm is doing. So I hadn't seen a lot of her posts, you know. Gosh. I've talked to a few people of this, and they've all helped me to remember that, you know, what I know anyway, you know, that God is sovereign. They've helped me to remember that, just like for Shirley, I know that greatness is death and the pain of it, that God is going to convert it into something really powerful. He already is anyway. They've helped me to realize that, thank God, you know, one very powerful perspective a sister friend gave me was like, thank God we even found her. We knew what happened to her. There are people who that has happened to until today, they don't know where they are. They're missing. That hit different, you know. I think with this matter, for the very first time, that prayer that may Nigeria not happen to one, may Nigeria not happen to you, may Nigeria not happen to me, it's a very important prayer. Nigeria is blessed. I love my country. I believe in my country, you know, but there's a way things can go down in this country of ours that you have to say that prayer. Dear Lord in heaven, please don't let the bad side of Nigeria ever happen to me or this dear one listening to me or to any member of our families, in Jesus Christ's name. A Nigeria that seems to just be devouring its young, greatness was so full of promise. Oh my goodness. I don't know. I've been blessed to have a lot of young ladies around me who have just been so super encouraging and super helpful, and, you know, have been a part of everything that I've been doing since we kicked off the work with the foundation, you know, and greatness is one of them. And I'm still even trying to remember, where did I meet this woman? I can't remember how we met, but I do remember the first time we saw face to face after a lot of chatting and talking and all of that. And it was at Ekene Onu's, her refresh event, the one she had just before the shutdown in 2020. I think it was in March, because I remember going from the pop-up store we had when Shirley's book came out. So I went from that pop-up store at Brief Essentials. She had loaned us her store to host it in, and I went from there to the event at Claire Essence, and greatness was there. And this photo that you see I've used for this Soul Talks, that's where we took that photo. And I'm so grateful that I have that photo. And again, guys, take pictures with people that you're doing life with. Take pictures with people that you care about. You may not understand how much you will treasure them now, but I promise you, there will come a point in life where you'll be so grateful that you have that photo memory. My prayer is, you know, we can see traction, our voices are being heard. Keep sharing the posters about greatness. We can't let this matter die down. We can't let the hospitals or whoever or the powers that be try to sweep this under the carpet. And the only way, the power we have is in our collective voice and our collective will to keep this story out there, top of mind. So I hope wherever you see the poster or an update or a story or something under hashtag Justice for Greatness, that you feel moved to share it on your handles, use the photo or the posters on your DPs, and let's hold this government and the panel that they have set up, let's hold them accountable, and let's pray that they will fear God and let the truth come out, and let the truth prevail, and let justice reign, and let the right measures and punishments and actions be taken, so that all who have not done the right thing in this case, the book should be thrown at them, and this law that requires hospitals to take in emergency victims like this will be enforced all across this country because of greatness and long family, that so her death will not be in vain. I'm so grateful to God that I've been able to do this soul talks today, because it's very much part of my own healing from this situation. I really needed to be able to open up my mouth and just speak this out there. Thank you to everybody who's commented on anything I've shared on this matter or sent me messages. I know I'm not one of the closest people to greatness. She has people out there who are much, much more close, who are closer to her. But this thing hit me very, very deeply. You know, and it was like I was reliving the whole thing with Shirley again. But thankfully, I'm not close enough for God to give me any instructions on how her family or her friends can handle this. So I'm grateful to be a part of what they're doing to make sure that those who are guilty of this crime are brought to that they pay for what they have done. In my case, I couldn't get that particular kind of closure as God asked me to stand back and stop pursuing that and stop advocating. And as some of you know, that was one of the hardest things I've had to do in my life, but I'm glad that I obeyed, because I see the reward for that obedience playing out now in my life, in Shirley's life, through her foundation, through her shelter. You know, and I'm so grateful to God for that. And even though we're just 2 years old, the shelter is just 2 years old. We're just two in June. We have been able to run our operations, serve our communities, serve Lagos State in a way that has earned us the recognition of the Domestic and Sexual Violence Response Team of Lagos State, which is, for me, huge. You know, this is just, I was just this woman that was anxious as God was sending me on this errand. But God has proven that if He sends you, He backs you up with His full chest. And so, why am I even surprised that the work that He's doing will be recognized? That's why He's God, right? Thank you, Lagos State. Thank you, DSVRT. Thank you to all our financial partners, all our partners, you know, who've worked with the Shola Adefola Lugaska Foundation, who've helped us, you know, in one way or the other, even if just coming to visit, you know, even if it's praying for us, however way big or small that you've encouraged us, thank you. Even though I say that we're dedicating the award of the most supportive NGO to Shirley and to greatness, I believe that it's an award that all of us actually have earned together, every one of you that has been on this journey with us from way back then, 2017. It's our award. And so I give God all the glory for all of us and for it. And I thank God for helping, because my chest actually feels less constricted, if you like. We need to open up our mouths and talk about some of these things. Like I always say, one of the biggest weapons that the enemy has against the children of God is a closed mouth. Sometimes we don't need to be hiding things and keeping them close to our chest. Sometimes the healing, the release we need is in opening, can only come when we open up our mouths and let these things out. So I'm grateful because I needed this. I'm grateful that I've been able to do this. I don't know if it's going to help anyone or bless anyone, but I'm sure God knows how He does His things. Mine was to do the soul talks, and I leave the rest to Him. If this is something He can use to bless somebody else, and I know He will do it, but I know that He has used it to bless me and to help me this evening, and I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful, and I'm grateful to you too if you're still here listening to me, because this has been a long soul talks, but I needed it. Greatness. You lived well, sis, and that's what matters. It's not about how long, it's about how well. And you lived well. And I have a very strong conviction that much greatness is going to come from your life, even now. Bliss on, greatness. Bliss on. All right, guys, stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. Ciao.